My name is Maria Yanez. I'm 16 years old. Today is April 5th, 2018, and I'm speaking with
Ricardo Yanez,
who is my father. We're recording this interview in Reseda, California, and I have your consent to record this interview.
Yes? Yes.
Okay, so as my dad, I want to know a little bit more. So what was the happiest moment in your life?
I have many happiest moments in my life. Mm-hmm. For time I can say all the my happy moments, but every born with my kids, mm-hmm, I have a very happy moment. Every single one. I have 6 kids, and I remember every single one when I have it in my hands, the first moment. But I have one special one, because I have 3 girls and 3 boys. When I have my first girl, I'm very happy because it's my first one. Mm-hmm. Logic, it's my first one. And my second one is another girl. Mm-hmm. I'm very happy too. Mm-hmm. And she is very beautiful, the same with my first one. And the second one is here is my my Lupita Guadalupe, Maria. And then I told my wife I need a boy, because every regular father need a boy, but it's not happened yet. And I waiting me and my wife, and how can I do to have another one? Let's try it. And then the third one, everybody told my wife is a boy. Uh-huh. So I'm very happy because it should be boy, because you know the girls talking about the kind of stomach what you have is a look like boy. Mm-hmm. I'm very happy, but when she go to the doctor say it's a girl, and she crying because everybody thinking of his boy. And when I got it in my hands, I'm very happy, and I forget what I'm looking for, and I'm looking for the boy, because it's another beautiful girl. So I got 3 girls, and then I don't plan to have another one, because in the beginning I can have a big family and don't not even have a boy. But she get pregnant again. I don't know what happened. And she get pregnant again. And then everybody say again, it's a boy now. But now and I don't trust to nobody. And I told my wife, I can't trust us after see my boy and touching his ex. That's what I want to make sure. So I have, and the fourth one is a boy. Mm-hmm. And I put the name Junior, Ricardo Junior. Mm-hmm. And I'm very happy too, very, very happy. I have 4 girls and 1 boy. I'm very happy with my God give it to me. And then it's good enough. I got 3 girls and 3 and 1 boy. Mm-hmm. And then she take care about to don't have any more kids. But surprise, one day she told me, hey, I have a pregnant again. Mm-hmm. Wow, what happened? Mm-hmm. I don't know, it's a pregnant again. So she go to the doctor, and the doctor say, yeah, it's pregnant for sure. So you got to be carefully, because you don't supposed to be get pregnant, okay? Mm-hmm. And then I always told my wife before to get the first one, I want a twins. Mm-hmm. And I told my wife, I want a twin. And she said, hey, you're crazy. How are we going to get a twins? It's not easy. And then and she go to the doctor, and one day very happy, and she called me. Mm-hmm. I am working, and she say, hey, you know what are you sit down? No. Mm-hmm. And what happened? I'm scary, because she never told me that. He said, I got twins. Nah, you're kidding me. It's not right, it's not true. And you say, no, seriously, I never play, but yeah, it's twins. The same thing what happened with my first son. After see my kids in my hands, I can't believe it, because something where I want it, but I can believe it after have my kids in my hands. And that's true. There's another happiest day in my life when I have my twins in my hands, and my twin sister are identical. So I had a very happy days. And there's another question.
Yeah. And what has been the saddest
moment? And when I came here, when I leave my country, I'm not happy. I'm cry when I came here, but when I came here and start drinking a lot, and I remember one very bad day when I came home. I don't have nobody, only my friend, and he's in the one party or whatever, and I don't pay the bill about the electricity. I have no phone, and that time no phone calls, no cell phones, and I have to go sleeping very early, and not even lights and anything, and I feel so bad, and I feel what happened in United States, and to be okay, and I'm feeling so bad because I'm myself in darkest, and I can call nobody, and then I'm feeling so bad. That day is, I remember that day, and I think I can never forget it because that day is very bad. And this is the first question. The second one is,
Who was the most important person in your life?
And when I was kid, and now my more important person is my wife and my daughters and my family. But in the beginning, I think it's my aunt. She always teaching me how to dream and how to work hard and love Jesus and Christ. That's why I respect a lot to my aunt, because she teaching me almost all what I know now. And the more I'm say thank you to her is she'll teaching me how to dream in big. That's where I came from my aunt, to dream in big, never stop dreaming. That's why I think I am the dreamers people, and I'm dreaming a lot, and I never stop dreaming. So I think that's what I have more.
She taught you how to dream.
She taught me how to dream.
And who has been the biggest influence in your life, and what lesson did that person teach you?
Jesus Christ, I love him. I know him before, but I know like what is now. And I following him, and I think that's the most because it was people, now it's a God, but he's a I try to do something like what he doing, to go better person, and teaching my kids how to know him. That's what I think.
Okay, and what's the most important historical event you've lived through?
I think the technologies, because when I born. There's no cell phones, no touch screens, no flat TVs, no computers, no nothing about. I think that technology has changed. I think many people between 16 to 2020, 2019 and 18 is the technologies. It's changed the world a lot. Changed a lot. I never thinking about how this between 20 years ago to now is big time different. And also the Twin Towers.
Oh yeah.
I think that has changed the world also. The Twin Towers is happening in 2001?
Yeah.
2001? 9/11 in 2001. Yeah. The Twin Towers, whatever see that, and whatever people see that, I think never forget it, because it's big happens.
Okay. What are the most important lessons you've learned in your life?
One is to survive in this country. to learn how to another languages,
mm-hmm.
and how to form in my family, because mm-hmm. I don't read any book to form in family. Mm-hmm. I don't read any book to before to get my family, and how to have good conversation with my wife, and also speaking in public. I think that's the most. To speak in public, they need to know a lot of. You need to read a lot of books, and you need to believe in yourself and
get prepared.
Yeah, yes, it is.
Okay. And what is your earliest memory?
I remember I don't have a. I think I have like a, maybe 6 years,
mm-hmm.
kind of 5 to 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have a power in my house.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have a refrigerator. I play with the dog, and I make my own toys, and I run in a lot with my friends, with my families, and my cousins, and I play very time different with what it is now. Now
yeah.
people playing in the tablet,
yeah.
single one by one. Mm-hmm. Sometimes don't play. That's why I teach my kids and see the tablets or the computers or the cell phones only 30 minutes, and then play with something else. Don't miss your time and telephones, because the telephones, whatever, you can see something good, but normally to have a better life and you have to be running outside,
mm-hmm.
and play with your body running,
mm-hmm.
and that's what I remember. It's a big time different what it is now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Are there any words of wisdom that you'd like to pass along to me?
I have a lot I can tell you. I think one of the main ones is thinking in big.
Thinking
in big. Never let somebody kill your dream.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's the what is make the different person with the animals,
mm-hmm.
is the animals don't dreaming.
Yeah.
If you just start dreaming, you lose almost everything. That's what normal people is losing, because when it's child, it's dreaming a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be this, I want to be that, I want to be that. It's whatever you want to be, when you want to be, you can do it if you never start dreaming, because a lot of people start dreaming because of what happened, because no money. But if you keep dreaming, whatever you want to be, you can make it. You make it happen. Another thing, whatever you want to be,
mm-hmm.
do it with the passion. Never think. I know you want money because mm-hmm. you want to be so bright and
yeah.
more in USA, because you want to pay your bills, you want to pay your house, you want to pay everything.
Mm-hmm.
But I do something, but I have a passion to do it,
mm-hmm.
and then make money. You know,
yeah.
Be that. Like that, you can have a more happy life, more good lifestyle. And look, when you looking for somebody,
mm-hmm.
looking for somebody to have closer to your dreams.
Mm-hmm.
If that guy don't have a big dreams, think in 2 times.
Yeah, that's true. Okay. What are you proudest of in your life?
It's because I met Jesus Christ. That's when I'm feeling very good with that. I understand more about to the Bible, and it does mean a lot to know Jesus Christ and know the Bible. You can have a more straight your life, and you can teaching your kids, and then you teaching yourself, and then have a very good lifestyle. That's what I.
When in life have you felt alone?
Again?
When in life have you felt alone?
When I came here,
mm-hmm.
in this country, when I came here and when I leave all my family over there in Mexico, and when I came here, I thinking about something what it is not,
mm-hmm.
like everything is easy to make, mm-hmm. everything is easy money,
uh-huh.
like get the dollars very easy. Mm-hmm. It is not, but it's still very good. I'm feeling very happy, but it's not what I people came to USA and go back to Mexico and tell them, hey, very easy, go there, and that's what I'm feeling a little bit bad, because I leave everything to come here and that's exactly what I supposed to.
Yeah, what you imagine.
Yeah, what I imagine.
Mm-hmm. How has your life been different than you imagined?
It's very different. It's very different, but I believe it in God, and He got everything what I supposed to. Mm-hmm. But I imagine my life with only two or three kids, no problems at all. Yeah. You got a lot of money, the richest people in the world. And that's what I am the dreaming guy. I never stop in dreaming, and I'm not the richest guy in the world, but I can go for.
Yeah.
But now I'm feeling very, very happy because I have six kids, and I have my wife. I'm feeling very, very happy. It's not in my plans to have six kids. Mm-hmm. They have a perfect family. That's what I'm thinking. It's three girls, three boys, and twins, mm-hmm. and two dogs, and two chickens. And I'm feeling so, so good. I don't have a lot of money, but I can, and good enough to live, but I never stop into, it's not, my life is not done. I think I'm going to like a 25% of my life. Yeah, a lot I can happen because a lot of years, and also my kids not even start work, so it's a lot of, I got more dreams now than what I was have.
Yeah.
Because I have six kids, six more new dreams, and also my wife.
That's nice. Is there anything you never told me that you'd like to tell me?
Maybe I told you a little bit about, but I know not that much. I'm feeling so proud about you. So, so proud. More than what you think. When I see you doing what you're doing, I can believe it. You wake up so early and doing the stuff, and nobody pushing you to do it. And normally, I do what I do because it had to.
Yeah.
But you don't have to. And said, yeah, that girl can make a lot of making it happen. Whatever you wanna be, I'm very sure you can do it. If you wanna be whatever it's a, you told me what you wanna be. It was an chef or
a profiler.
You wanna be a lawyer. You wanna be a president of the United States. I'm very sure you can do it. I never told you before, but I'm very sure you, whatever you wanna be, I'm very sure you can do it, because you got a very good opportunities, and when I see you work, you like to do whatever you wanna be, and I told my wife today, and you don't waiting for food. If you don't want the food, you're making your own food, and you're not making complaints. And you are the person what I not complaining too much, and always try to, when you got something fights in the house, you always in the middle, try to don't have any problems, and hey, wait, you. So that's making you different. Everybody has different, but I, but that's you. I love you. Mm-hmm. I love you a lot, more than what maybe you think, but I love you a lot, and I'm very proud of you. I love you.
Thank you.
Okay, then that's all. That's good enough.
Yeah.
Any more questions?
No, thank you.
Okay, you're welcome.
Okay, gracias.